Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, September 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
UGI system upgrades set to begin next week in East Stroudsburg. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in East Stroudsburg next week. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on various streets in the area from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Residents, drivers, and business owners should expect road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are also expected, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. The project is estimated to be completed by mid-February, with final paving and restoration to follow. For those interested in converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at .ugi.com.
Kava expands in Michigan with first downtown Detroit restaurant. Kava, the Mediterranean fast casual restaurant brand, is opening its first Detroit metro area location on Woodward Ave. The new 3,000-square-foot restaurant offers indoor dining, digital order pickup, and delivery. With a customizable menu offering over 17 billion combinations, guests can enjoy chef-curated bowls, pitas, pita chips, dips, and juices. Kava recently introduced chicken shawarma as its newest protein. The company's commitment to flavor, culture, and hospitality is evident in its expansion plans. Before opening, Kava hosts a community day event, raising funds for local causes. The Detroit event supported Food Rescue US. With plans to reach 1,000 restaurants by 2032, Kava is rapidly growing its presence nationwide. The Detroit location will employ 25 to 40 locals, offering competitive pay and benefits. Operating hours are from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., Follow at Kava on social media to learn more about this exciting expansion.
Pinspiration opens new location in Loveland. Pinspiration, a DIY craft studio, has opened a new location in Loveland, Colorado. Customers can choose from a variety of projects, including art, decor, gifts, and accessories. The studio offers parties, classes, workshops, and even a wine and beer bar. Pinspiration has been featured in numerous media outlets and is known for its creative concept. The community is invited to a customer appreciation event on January 24, 2026, with free crafts, drinks, and discounts. Owner Angela Vondi, a Colorado native, aims to provide a creative space for the community to gather and be inspired. Pinspiration makes crafting easy with tools, tutorials, and supplies provided, perfect for all ages and occasions. Make a reservation or drop in to create your own unique craft and take it home to enjoy.
State Roundup, 430 new laws to take effect. MD Air National Guard says goodbye to its planes. Next week, Maryland will see 430 new laws take effect, including increased speed camera fines. Meanwhile, Maryland's Air National Guard bid farewell to its planes, ending a century-long military air mission. Governor Wes Moore promises to address audit issues, while a $13 million waterfront project in Cambridge remains unfinished. President Trump's targeting of political enemies in Maryland puts the state's U.S. attorney in the spotlight. The Legislative Black Caucus inspects neglected gravesites in Cheltenham, while Maryland coffee shops struggle with rising prices. Senator Chris Van Hollen criticizes wimpy politics, surprising many. And the state's Big Tree program offers a $500 prize for finding the biggest tree in Maryland state forests. In Annapolis, Jared Littman wins the Democratic primary for mayor. Sinclair Broadcast Group preempts Jimmy Kimmel Live, on its ABC stations.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.